Hey, this is Dan Ospo, Discovery Channel team, back here for stage 19 of the Tour de France today in a 153-kilometer road stage, the shortest of the tour so far, which begins in Issoire and finishes in Le Puy-en-Velay. While it is the Tour de France in name, it's been a Tour de Transfer so far for most of these teams, and particularly for our Discovery Channel team this morning. The team stayed in the finishing town of Mende last night, which is an added bonus to sleep in the town as you finish, but that required about a two-hour, 150-kilometer transfer this morning for today's 1:30 local time start. So in talking to Johan in the bus today, he just said everyone is super tired from the race, but also super tired from all the transfers, and he called the event the Tour de Transfer at this point. But he was real pleased with the guys' effort yesterday. He especially pointed out Benjamin Naval and Pavel Pajanos for just spending all that time on the front for so long prior to the race kind of blowing up in that hard finish. And again, as Johan said before, that was going to be a tough finish, and we saw that. But with Lance sticking by Basso, everything worked out well for us there, and he thinks that's what's going to happen again. And there's more climbing today, which is pretty crazy to say on the Friday before the finish. There's even a Category 2 climb today. There's over 33 kilometers of climbing with five climbs today. And to say that on the Friday before the finish is pretty interesting. It's not been like that in the past, and it's going to be quite another effort today. It's harder at the start, so in talking to Johan today about the strategy of today's stage, he said the profile was just so hard in the beginning with a Category 4, 3, and then the Category 2 climb in the first half of the race. He just said it's too far out for the favorites to try to do something today. Perhaps the sprinters can kind of find their legs towards the second half of the race, but it's going to be tough for them to stay with the leaders in the big selection of that Category 2 climb. So it seems at this stage of the game, with Lance's fitness and the way the team is riding, there's a big suspense now is, will Lance win the stage? Obviously, tomorrow's time trial is really kind of favored for him, and that's what he wants to accomplish. Again, just in talking to Johan, you can really tell that everybody was tired from the long transfers and from just the hard racing that they're all looking forward to Paris, and we'll see what happens. And the time trial should be interesting as well, but first things first is today's stage, and as we all know, there's danger at every turn, so we have to pay attention and keep Lance up front. So join us back again later. We'll see what happens after all these climbs. There is a bit of a downhill finish to Le Puy-en-Velay, so perhaps there'll be a breakaway group up the road, and who knows, the way the race is going, maybe there'll be one of our guys and they're going for the stage win. I doubt it. I think we're pretty satisfied with the way things have been, but we'll definitely have to wait and see how the action is. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.